Spring is a great time to get new trees established in your landscape. Hi everyone, this is Cassie Homan, horticulture agent for the Post Rock District of K-State Research and Extension. Before you begin spring landscaping, here are some tips on planting trees. Number one, select the right tree for the right site. To avoid serious problems, choose trees that are adapted to your location. Consider whether the tree produces any nuisance fruit or if there are disease-resistant varieties available. For example, there are a number of crabapple varieties that are resistant to apple scab and rust diseases. Also consider the mature size of the tree to be sure you have enough room. For a list of recommended trees for North Central Kansas, you can stop by the local extension office. Number two, keep the trees well watered and in a shady location until planting. When moving the tree, lift it by the root ball or the pot and not by the trunk. Number three, before planting, remove all wires, labels, cords, or anything else tied to the plant. If left on, they may eventually girdle the branch to which they are attached. The root flare, which is the point where the trunk and the roots meet, should be visible. If it isn't, remove enough soil or media before planting so that it is. Number four, dig a proper hole. Make the hole deep enough so that the tree sits slightly above where it sat at nursery level. The width of the planting hole is very important. It should be 3 times the width of the root ball. Loosen the soil around the hole so that it is 5 times the diameter of the root ball, which will allow the tree to spread its roots out faster. Number five, remove all containers from the root ball. Cut away plastic or peat pots. Roll the burlap or the wire baskets back into the hole, but cut as much of the excess as possible. If you can remove the whole wire basket without disturbing the root ball, do so. If roots have been circling around the container, cut them and fluff them out so that they will not continue to grow in a circle, because that might make them become girdling roots later in the tree's life. Number six, backfill the hole with the same soil that was removed. Amendments such as peat moss likely do more harm than good. Make sure the soil that goes back is loosened so there's no large clods or clumps. Add water as you fill to ensure good root-to-soil contact and prevent air pockets. There is no need to fertilize the tree at planting time. Number seven, don't cut back the branches of a tree after planting except those that are rubbing or damaged. The leaf buds release a hormone that encourages root growth. If the tree is cut back, that reduces the number of leaf buds, results in less hormone released, and therefore fewer roots being formed. Number eight, water the tree thoroughly and then once a week for the first season if there is insufficient rainfall. Number nine, mulch around the tree. Mulch about 2 to 4 inches deep and cover at least an area of 2 to 3 times the diameter of the root ball. Mulching reduces competition from other plants, conserves moisture, and keeps soil temperature cooler to what the plant's roots prefer. Number 10, stake only when necessary. Trees will establish much quicker and grow faster if they are not staked. However, larger trees or those in windy locations may need to be staked the first year. Movement is necessary for the trunk to become strong. Staking should be designed to limit movement of the root ball rather than immobilize the trunk. If you would like more details on planting trees in your landscape, contact your local extension office for more details. This has been Cassie Homan, K-State Research and Extension, Post Rock District. Have a great day!